So by regularly reciting this Bhagavatam and all that is inauspicious will be destroyed to nil. And devotional service unto Supreme Personality of Godhead would be established as irrevocable, irreversible fact. Bhagavati uttama sloke bhaktira bhavati. This is the benefit. By reciting Bhagavatam regularly. Well, regularly. Once a year also could be regularly. Some people do say, I'm very regular, going to the temple, very regular. Every Janmashtami. Very regular, pretty regular. Regular can be once a year, once in each lifetime or something. So, nityam. So Prabhupada translated into action as every day. And hence he gave us this daily schedule that includes Bhagavatam, recitation of Bhagavatam. That's his understanding. At least that much, and then more on personal basis, studies, private studies. And if one does this, then the outcome is bhaktir bhavati. Bhaktir bhavati. Bhava means becomes. Bhakti becomes yours. Bhaktir bhavati. You attain bhakti. And does say bhakti unto who? Bhaktir uttama sloke. Bhaktir bhagavati and uttama sloke too. Two adjectives have been used, of course, to describe the Lord. He is described as uttama slok. Uttam is the best. Or uttam, meaning transcendental. Tam, tam. Sattva rajas tam. And ut means a bow. A bow the ignorance. Transcendental to ignorance. That's the best, right? So uttam means uttama sloke. So you choose the best poetry, transcendental poetry, to glorify that personality. So he is known as uttama sloke, and he is Bhagavati, meaning unto Bhagavan, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is Bhagavati. So your bhakti develops in Bhagavati, Bhagavan. And what sort of bhakti? Naishthiki. Bhaktira bhavati, naishthiki bhakti. Nishtha. Then no more changing, no more U-turns, no reverses. In other words, one comes from the stage of Shraddha to the stage or platform of Nishtha by studying Bhagavatam. So with the knowledge of the scriptures, which is essential, Rupa Goswami describes bhakti of various kinds, and he describes initial bhakti is komal bhakti, komal, very tender. So with that kind of tender bhakti faith, some sort of faith, we come. But we can't survive like that. We want some steadiness in our life. No ups and downs. Or if someone from some other school of thought or anti-Krishna conscious person talks to you, and if you're just in komal bhakti, he will just crush your bhakti, trample it, walk it all over, and you're finished. You'll be converted and become mouse again. If we do not wish to be mouse again, meaning able to defend what you are doing, you're convinced, I know what I'm doing. People say that. I know what I'm doing. So, when we would know what we are doing is right thing. Of course, so many foolish, everyone says so. Also, I know what I'm doing. But, doing the right things which Krishna expects us to do, or pure devotees, learned devotees expect us to do. And we do that thing. That is right thing. So the nistha is the matured stage of faith or shraddha. When shraddha matures, and then it becomes, shraddha becomes nistha. So what do you, in meantime, is the study of Bhagavatam, study of Bhagavad Gita. Because what you do with shraddha, you come to sadhu, adho shraddha sadhu sang. And what do sadhus do? Bhajana kriya. They engage you in bhajana kriya, and the very basic bhajana kriya is this nityam bhagavata sevaya shravanam kirtanam. This is bhajana kriya. Then one becomes free from all the undesirable, unwanted stuff, and that is called anarthas. As one becomes free from anarthas, then in business, fixed up, steady, convinced, and ready to move only forward. And is that going to go on for longer? Or So it is essential for us to become steady in on our path. The study of shastras. And the topmost shastra, of course, scripture is Bhagavatam. We only put one more shastra, Chaitanya Charitamrita. We can't say above Bhagavatam. The same category. Because Prabhupada does say graduation course and post-graduation course. Wherein there is so it is essential that we study shastras so that we don't remain just sentimental devotee. philosophy and religion. Religious we become as soon as we come to Hare Krishna temple. They could make you religious on the very first day. They'll shave you up, put tilak on, give you new clothes and bead bag, and you are religious. You become religious. You have some sentiment, some attraction, but not enough. So then philosophy is required. The books are the basis. This is the foundation. So, so this is yet another opportunity for us to study scripture. A few days we do a little intense marathon, catch up with something that we did not do regularly or for different reasons, or even if we were doing, just do extra. So we'll continue. This is Canto 6, Chapter 1, text number 20th through text number 39. We have, that's about, again, 20 verses, a block of 20 verses we have selected. And this is the history story. Now begins the story, little story. It's very scary. Yeah, this will bring us to the point of messengers of Yamadutas coming on the scene, followed by messengers of Vishnudutas, and Vishnudutas stopping those Yamadutas. Stop! And they ask why. So, up to there. Atra means in this connection. What we had been studying this morning, this introduction, oh, Prayashchitta is not the best. Okay, not karma karn. Okay, what jnana karn? What about some other regulative principles? Then bhakti of Bhagavan, and also the devotion, service to the Vaishnavas. So that topic refers to saying atra atra chodaharanti imam itihasam puratanam. Dutanam Vishnu Yamayoho Samvadastam Nibodhame. This is Shukadeva Goswami speaking to King Parikshit. And of course, he's not the only one there, but his katha is for him, for King Parikshit, and others are being benefited. Not only those who are attending that katha are being benefited. Who else is being benefited by that katha? Huh? And what about you? Birds, trees, yes. Yeah, we are being benefited right here. Because that katha was recited there. And then recorded in the form of Bhagavatam. Or it was already there in the form of Bhagavatam, and then based on that, Katha was presented by Shukadeva Goswami and for all the generations, generation after generation, are being benefited. And this is just the beginning, overseas, outside India. So Sukadeva Goswami says, so in this connection, I want to give Udaharanti. There is an example. There is example of this. There is example of this. Of what you know. All that has been, was mentioned earlier this morning. We covered that. So there's example of this. Imam itihasam puratanam. There's a history. Itihas. There's a history. Puratanam. Very old history. Dutanam Vishnu Yamayoho Samvadas. There was a dialogue between the Vishnu Dutas, the messengers of Vishnu, and messengers of Yamaraj. And that samvad means dialogue, Nibodhame. Please listen to this samvad, this dialogue from me. I'm going to share that dialogue with you. So word puratanam, old. So Prabhupada is making a little comment here. The Puranas or old histories are sometimes neglected by the unintelligent men who consider their descriptions mythological. This all the time happens in India. Oh, that's mythological. It's imaginary. It never happened. Such a popular thing. So-called intellectuals. Of course, the Westerners came, Dutch, Englishmen came some several hundred years ago, and they realized, oh, these people, unless we make them weak, their faith weak in their religion, we cannot conquer them. We cannot rule over them. So this was their propaganda. Oh, your scripture, they're just imaginary. They're just mythology. And because it was said, bombarded hundreds of times over again and again, then gradually many Indians who now, they also were into imitation of the West, imitating. And their bosses were Englishmen. And they were saying, oh, your scriptures are these, your scripture. And Sanskrit is very difficult language. And although Sanskrit is so easy. Very much easier than English or German or very scientific language. Hence it is easy also. And natural for the soul. So propaganda also. To begin with, your language is very difficult. And your shastras are just full of mythology. And Indians start, yes. Like a Nandi. And that still goes on. Although India was liberated 50 years ago, so many so-called intellectuals are still remain slaves of the propaganda made by the Britishers and the Westerners. So this is very popular thing. So Prabhupada is attacking this. This is a mythology. Then, of course, our Mahatma Gandhi also. He had no faith in Mahabharata war. He also thought Mahabharata war was just imagination. And he writes in his book, my experiments with truth. My experiments with truth. In Prabhupada, you don't make experiments with the truth. You accept the truth, not that you make experiments with the truth. Mahatma Gandhi made some experiments with the truth in his writing. Different things. So if someone could prove to me, to Mahatma Gandhi, that this Mahabharata war actually took place, he said, for at that moment, I will resign myself from the membership of this Hindu religion. Because he was trying to prove his non-violence theory. Bhagavad Gita, what do you learn from Bhagavad Gita? Non-violence. So if you talk of the battle and bloodshed, how could he prove his non-violence, he thought. So this is deeply ingrained in the Indian, especially psychic, this mythology. Also the Puranam, the word, one meaning of Puran is old. It's old. It's near something new. The scriptures are old. But by definition, you should take note of this. The Puranas are defined as Puranam Api Navam. Puranam Api Navam. Although they are oldest, they are ever new, ever fresh. That is the definition of the Puranas. Actually, the description of Puranas or the old histories of the universe are factual, although not chronological. Puranas record the chief incidents that have occurred over many millions of years, not only on this planet, but also on other planets within the universe. Therefore, all learned and realized Vedic scholars speak with references to the incidents in the Puranas. So, before you take to the step, you get people to study Puranas, you have to get into this and explain to them. No, this is all factual because they have heard from the wrong source and hence the trouble. And then Prabhupada quotes that very famous Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatriki vidhim vina aikantiki harir bhaktir utpataiva kalpate. That if you perform devotional service, bhakti, ignoring Shruti, Smriti, Puranas, then what you will end up doing is just cause a lot of disturbance in the community of devotees. And that we see all the time. As soon as you don't do things as per Sadhu Shastra Acharyas, as per Shastras, Shruti Smriti Puranadi, Pancharatriki Vidhim Vina, then simply an unnecessary disturbance in the society. And then of course in Puranas, the topmost Puran that is established in the beginning of Bhagavatam, topmost Puran is Bhagavat Puran. Like a topmost Vaishnava is Vaishnavanam Yathashambhu. Because Shambhu is topmost of all the Vaishnavas. Nimnaganam yatha Ganga. The Ganga is the best of all the rivers. Nimnaga means river. Nimna means down. Ga means going. Flowing downwards. Who flows downwards? Rivers. So, Nimnaganam yatha Ganga. Devanam achyuto yatha. Like of all the gods, Achyut is topmost. Purananam idam tatha. Puranam, this Puran, that Puran. Purananam idam tatha. This Puran, Bhagavat Puran is topmost. This is another glory of Bhagavatam. This is at the end of Bhagavatam, this statement we find. So, the Srimad Bhagavatam, yeah, Puranas are the history. Not mythology. So it begins now. Kanya kobje dvijaha kashid dasi pati rajamilaha namna nasta sadacharo dasyaha sansarga dushitaha. Kanya kobje is a place. Kannauj, near Kanpur, in Uttar Pradesh, northern India, is a town for Kanpur. Prabhupada also used to go there to do his salesmanship, was selling his medicines, Ayurvedic products, Kanpur. So near there is a place called Kannauj, presently known as Kannauj. So, in there, Kanya Kubje Dvijaha Kashit. Some Brahmin used to reside there. Who is introduced here? What an introduction of a Brahmin. Says, Dasipati Rajamilaha. His name was Ajamil and he was Dasipati. He was a prostitute's husband. He was a husband of a dasi, low-class woman, prostitute. To the point. There's no time to... To the point. Okay, this is the job. So that was his name, Nasta Sadacharaha. Nasta Parantapaha, you know, from Bhagavatam. So Kalena Mahata Yogo, Nastaha, destroyed. Nasta Sadacharaha. He lost all the good qualities. So how did this happen? Sadachar. Achar. Achar. Before, yeah, achar. Achar also means pickles. But here it is not. Achar means your, how you behave, how you deal in your day to day life. That's called achar. And is, so there are two kinds of achar. Sadachar or Durachar. Sat means good. Du means bad. Durachar, Sadachar. So he was Sadachari. He was, and Sat Achar, Om Tat Sat. Sat also is eternal. Not temporary. Truthful. Sadachar. So he lost all these good qualities. How did this happen? Dasyaha sansarga dushitaha. Because he came in contact with this dasi, dasya, prostitute. Sansarga means close contact. Sansarga. Samparka. Sankirtan. Sangeet. And all this. Sang. Means nice. Wholesome. Sansarga dushitaha. Because he came in close contact. Coming in contact of a prostitute in a close contact. One could only imagine. Close contact with a prostitute. Sansarga dushitaha dasyaha. And this resulted in nasta sadachara. He lost all the good qualities. Now, we said this morning that history repeats. Something like this could repeat or not repeat. Is it possible to come in contact with a prostitute and not lose all the good qualities? Of course, if you are there to preach. Who was it? Namacharya Haridas Thakur also came in contact or something, some sort of a prostitute. But who converted who there? Depends who is powerful. But a lot of times, person going to the prostitute even doesn't try to give her prasad or give her some good sense or give her invitation to Ratha Yatra. So in the presence of Haridas Thakur, Namacharya Haridas Thakur, and again in the presence of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Who got converted? Prostitute. She surrendered unto lotus feet, full dandavat, unto Haridas Thakur. She even shaved her head and put on nice sari and charity show. All that possessions she had, she distributed everything. Took Japamala from Haridas Thakur, sat next to Tulsi, and she was chanting. Day and night. She also was following in the footsteps of Haridas Thakur, and she became a great Vaishnavi. So those examples are also there. But from high potential to the lower potential, electricity flows or maya flows. So prostitute is quite at a high potential. So it's a big potency, big maya. So anyone with a small maya going to prostitute, you get all the mercy of the prostitute. She'll bless and she'll lift you to her level. If you're at lower level in potency, maya potency, she's at higher. She's surcharged and someone coming. So this is what happened. Dasya sansarga dushitaha purport. The fault of illicit connection with women is that it makes one lose all the brahminical qualities. Parikshit Maharaja's original question was how to be freed from falling down into hell or into the hands of Yamadutas. In reply, Sukadeva Goswami, citing this old historical example to convince Parikshit Maharaj of the potency of bhakti yoga, which begins simply with chanting of Lord's name. Srila Prabhupada is ahead of the narration here. Yeah, that's Sukhdev Goswami will be making that point. That chanting will save the fallen human society. Next verse. Vandyakshay kaitavais chauryair garhitam vrittimasthitaha bibhrat kutumbam asuchir yata yamasa dehinaha. So now, one more time, this the history of or life's style of Ajamil will be described. There's a description now, and where Sukadeva Goswami is introducing the whole story, history. But when Yamadutas speak, when it is their turn, they will also speak, throwing some more light on the life and philosophy and activities of this Ajamil. So he was, now married. How did he end up marrying? That will be described later on. And next time, there's a description of his life. But now, it is shorter version, summarized. So, yes, he's married. He got married to this prostitute. And now he was maintaining the family. Family has to be maintained. So how was he doing? Bandyakshay. He used to arrest people and tie them up and then take whatever was in their pocket or their belongings. He would go away with it. Kaitavai. He would cheat. Kaitav dharma, you know, kaitav dharma. Cheating, all sorts of cheating he was engaged in. Chaurair. Chor. Thief. Stealing. Garhitam vrittimasthitaha. All abominable, condemned activities he was indulging in. Making money, ena kena prakareno. Somehow, he was making money. And the goal was, bibhrat kutumba. Maintenance of the family. Was maintaining the family, big family. 10 children he had. And maintaining prostitute is not, so many demands. So he was working very, very hard and just to maintain the family. And in Bhagavatam, when Sukadeva Goswami describes the symptoms of this age of Kali, he says if the husband could just maintain the family, he would be considered hero. In India, they say, he maintains family and is taking care of his family. It's supposed to be a big deal. People just express satisfaction. He's maintaining his family. He's taking care of his family, is right out of Bhagavatam. It's, the householders would be considered heroes. Big accomplishment. Oh, maintaining family. So how and all that, that's another thing. So this, so he was just maintaining his family. He gave trouble to others by arresting them, by cheating them, gambling, or directly plundering them. This was the way he earned his livelihood and maintained his wife and children. Hari Bol. And illicit sex is not possible with a chaste or a aristocratic woman, but only with unchaste Shudra Shudrani. Prabhupada is making that point. And another very important continuation of that. He says, the more society allows prostitution and illicit sex, the more impetus it gives to cheaters, thieves, plunderers, drunkards, gamblers. Therefore, we first advise all the disciples in our Krishna consciousness movement to avoid illicit sex, which is beginning of all abominable life and which is followed by meat eating, gambling, intoxication, one after another. So, whole society is based on, revolves around this illicit connection, illicit sex. And if illicit sex is allowed to increase in the society, however, the entire society will be condemned, for it will be full of rogues, thieves, cheaters, and so forth. And so this is what we see all over. But no one understands what the difficulties are. On the contrary, they just would like to explore newer and more possibilities of enjoying illicit sex. And that would result in more thieves and rogues and plunderers and terrorists also. They're coming. Terrorists are here. America lost peace of mind long time ago over this terrorism. No? More you go against Krishna, or want to compete with Krishna. Oh, Krishna has 16,108 wives. It's all envy of Krishna. But his activities, the topmost activities of Madhurya Leela in this world, conditioned soul imitates that activity. Wants to exploit, takes the position of Purusha enjoyer and wants to imitate Krishna. But what is at the top becomes at the bottom in this material existence. Evam nivasatastasya lalayana shatatsutan kalotyagan mahan rajan nastashitya Vishaha Samaha. So, again, moving on. Evam, like this, in this way. Just few things I've mentioned, but rest we'll have to imagine. Make a picture complete. Rest of the lifestyle, activities, dealings. Few have been mentioned. And it says, evam, like this, Nivasatah. He was living, leading life, taking care of Tatsutan. Mentioned her children. Doesn't say his children. It's kind of her children. And she was into it more. Lalayana Shatatsutan. And by taking care, maintaining family every day, plundering was going on every day. Stealing, all this is going on. And coming back and on the way back doing shopping. Her wife and children and they're welcome, welcome. And so he's making money like a donkey and the wife is making a list of shopping at home and very expertly getting all the money into her hand and spending. So what was going on was Kalo Atyagan Mahan. Time was passing by. Time was losing all the time, was against him, or time was coming and going, but not being used properly. Ayur harati vai pumsam. That's another statement. Ayur harati vai pumsam. The lifetime is snatched, stolen of the human being. Udyanastanchayanaso. With the rising and setting of the sun, yet another day is stolen, snatched away. But only that person doesn't lose the time, or his time is not snatched away. Time is not snatched away. Golden opportunities he's not missing. Who is that person? Uttama sloka vartaya. The person who is busy with varta, the discussions of the topics of Uttama sloka, Supreme Lord. Those were getting together and doing vartha, discussions, or maybe studying on their own, remembering the pastimes of the Lord, that person is not losing the time. He is on time. He is with time. He is with the Lord. Lord is time. Those who do not make the best use of the time, they are left behind. They lag behind. And there's all the loss. One devotee was explaining, when I was a bhakta, I remembered this example from that time. It was a Chutanand Swami. He said, it is like, said, okay, take off in an airplane at noontime. And then let your plane fly westwardly direction with a speed of, say, 1,000 miles approximately per hour. What would be the experience? Yes. Experience would be, the sun would be always just above the head, above that aircraft. Because Earth is also making circles around its axis. And its circumference is some 25,000 miles circumference. Around. So if your plane is going approximately 1,000, a little about 1,000 miles per hour, so if you took off at midday, wherever you go, sun would be just about there. So what? The remaining example or the explanation is that if we are always chanting Hare Krishna, then Krishna who is like a sun, chanting Hare Krishna or studying Bhagavatam or honoring Prasadam or taking darshan of the beautiful Radha Madan Mohan, engaged in devotional service of the Lord, then you're always, sun will be always shining upon you. Sun, Lord will act as a sun, and you will be never ever in darkness. Like that person flying in the aircraft, you'll be always in the light side, never other side, the night, dark side. So he was explaining, so if we always are with Krishna, Krishna's different forms, his pastimes form, or a beautiful deity form, or the Leela form, or a Dham form, the name form, Kali Kali, Namarupi, Krishna, then always on the brighter side with Krishna. But this fellow, Ajamil, he was losing all the time. So now he was he became 88 years old. He is now 88 years old. And Tasya pravayashaha putraha dasate shamtu yovamaha balo narayano namna pitroshadayito bhrasham. So pravayasaha, Prabhupada translates that, who was very old. So he was 88 years old and he gave birth to his 10th child. He's going strong. At the age of 88, the production is on. His factory, home is a factory to produce. Children production is. Putra dasha, 10. Teisham tu yo avamaha. And the youngest one, the 10th one, namna, he was named Narayana. Luckily, he named 10th son, his 10th son as Narayan. Pitrosya dayito bhrusham. And he was very, very dear to both father and mother. The word prayavasaha indicates Ajamil's sinfulness, because although he was 88 years old, he had very young child. According to Vedic culture, one should leave home as soon as he has reached 50 years age. One should not leave at home and go on producing children. One should not stay home and go on producing children. It is also said one should not, better to die away from your family and home and all that. And you'll be more depending on the Lord under those circumstances. You could think more of the Lord. Otherwise, family members will show their face to you. Do you remember me? They come in old age and you remember me, right? You remember me. Some old friend comes, neighbor comes, everyone. How are you? Always try to get. So all these forms, better not to have this. So many forms sticking in front of your face and trying to revive the affection and loving bonds. It's time to cut all the strings attached, extra strings. Asha, pasha, shatair, baddhai, Krishna says. We are bound by shatai, hundreds of bonds of affection and desires. So when we are surrounded by so many family members, and if they are not Krishna conscious, of course they are Krishna conscious, fine. They will help you to remember Krishna. They will give you Radha Krishna photo or place photo of Radha Krishna on the wall so that you could see. So there is talk of at the age of 50 you leave home. Then later on you leave your body. Sa baddharudayastasmin arbhake kalabhashini nirikshamanastallila mumude jarato bhrasham. Sa baddharudayas arbhake. Arbhak means little child. This Narayan is his name, 10th son. And he is attached. Baddharudaya. He is very much attached to his son and his Kalabhashini. His broken language. He has just now started speaking. And daddy, daddy. Prabhupada. Some children, our devotees try to train so that they will say the name of Prabhupada. So children say, Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. So parents like, my son is saying the name of Prabhupada, it's nice. So what your children say, it's a broken, but it is so pleasing. Nectar. When you kiss them and kiss their cheeks, their hair, you feel like eating them. You like so much. You wish you were put them inside the heart. Making part of you. Atmavat. Atmavat sarabhuteshu. So Kalabhashini, this happens all over, every child. And the same thing was going on when Krishna was a little child. Yashoda and Rohini, they were in ecstasy. Nirikshamanas tallilam. And all activities of little baby were like a leela, that child's leela. And the father and mother sitting, talking of and glorifying the child or his activities. Every move that child makes is talked about, watched. Mumude jarato brasham. This old man, this old man was enjoying all this. He always took care of the child and enjoyed child's activities. Since the old man was very attached to the child, he enjoyed the child's activities. And because child's name was Narayan, the old man always chanted the holy name of Narayan, although he was referring to the small child and not to original Narayan. The name Narayan is so powerful that even by chanting his son's name, he was becoming purified. That's nice. Tasmat kenapi upayena manaha krishna nishevayet. Somehow get attracted to Krishna. So it is customary in Hindu society for parents to give their children names like Krishna Das, Govinda Das, Narayan Das, Vrindavan Das. But now that is changing. Parents are giving all sorts of meaningless names. In India also, I don't know about the West, how many names are spiritual names in the West. Or some meaning there. In India, the children are named Pinku. Pinku. Has no meaning. The other one is Tinku. Rinku. Chinku. This sound has no meaning whatsoever. So they end up giving all these names. On the contrary, I was in Mexico, long time ago. It's 15 years ago. And we're checking in our luggage. And the lady working at the check-in counter, now when she noticed that we are Hare Krishna's dressed in, we were in saffron, she walked up to us and said, "Oh, are you Hare Krishna devotees?" I said, "Well, yes, yes." I think she wasn't even member of the congregation. But she said, my husband had bought one of your books. Must be Krishna book. And she said, now we have named our daughter Devaki. Said, our daughter's name is Devaki. Then she had little or no connection with Hare Krishna movement, but they bought a book and by reading Krishna book, they like this name. When they had a child, they said, so it's my daughter's name is Devaki. So that's a good fortune to have a George Harrison. I heard when George Harrison departed a few years ago, there were talks. Someone had proposed to Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, why didn't you change his chanting or give him a name? George shouldn't be given a name. Prabhupada, he already has a spiritual name. He is Hari's son. Harrison. He's Hari's son already." So having spiritual names is, you don't have to go, without going out of your way, you end up chanting the names. But yeah, most of the names in India, a lot of names are still spiritual name. My father's name was Bhagwan. My father's name was Bhagwan. That is still in my passport. My father's name is Bhagwan. I'm son of Bhagwan. And he gave me name Raghunath. That was my so-called Karmi name. Raghunath. And Prabhupada changed that to Lokanath. So, so it is customary in Hindu society for parents to give their children names like Krishnadas, Govindas, Narayandas. And also when they are initiated. So now we have thousands and thousands of devotees with the spiritual names. And we get to address each other. And then what to speak of the newly born babies. They all have spiritual names. With great pride, all the parents give their children spiritual names. Janavi or so many names. So many nice names. Brajamandal Parikrama. Our devotee here from Czech Republic. He has a son. He just came back from Brajamandal Parikrama and then he had a son. So he decided to give his son name Brajamandal Parikrama Das. Varnashram Das is sitting near that pillar. He is the president of our Czech Republic farm. He has come with his daughter Janavi and son Brajamandal Parikrama Das. Yeah. Sa evam vartamano gyo mrityukalo upasthite. So time has come. Evam, like this, few times it said, evam, like this. You know, he was kind of wasting his life. And agyam, this fool was just losing his valuable human birth. But the time had come. Mrityukala upasthite. The death arrived. I'm here. And knocking at the door. Stop. No more. So. Matim chakara tanaye bale narayana avaye. And because, so mrityukala upasthite means, yeah, he is kind of seeing the Yamadutas, messengers of Yamaraj, approaching him and at that moment he even further concentrated his mind on Tanaye, unto his son Narayan, and addressed him. When the time of death arrived for the foolish Ajamil, he began thinking exclusively of his son Narayan. Prabhupada writes, therefore, although contaminated Ajamil was calling for his son, by concentrating his mind on the holy name of Narayan, he remembered Narayan he had very faithfully worshipped in his youth. Just see. He had been worshipping. That will come up, as we mentioned, two places, there's a history. So he had been worshipping while he was young. And that must be the reason. At least he ended up naming his son Narayan because he used to worship Narayan. And as he's now chanting the name, addressing his son, Narayan, Narayan. The Narayan that he used to worship has been remembered by him. In this regard, Srila Sridhar Swami writes, commentary, according to the Bhakti Siddhant, it is to be analyzed that because Ajamil constantly chanted his son's name Narayan, he was elevated to the platform of bhakti, although he did not know it. That Ajamil was not realizing that he was becoming bhakta, but yes, he was, Sridhar Swami states. He had been chanting Narayan, 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 and he was elevating himself, although he was not aware of it. Ajamil wasn't aware. This is understanding of Sridhar Swami. He's number one. When it comes to the commentaries, Sridhar Swami is the Swami. They all bow down before him. All other Swamis, all other Acharyas, they respect Sridhar Swami so much and his commentary, which is one of the oldest commentaries also. He was first, one of the first ones to write the commentary. Okay, now the description of what he was seeing. Earlier verse said, mrityukala upasthite. So now here they are. Sa pasha hastan strin drishtva purushan ati darunan. He saw three people, three persons. Pasha hastan. Hasta, their hat, hands, had ropes, pash. Asha pasha shatair pash. They were holding ropes, they had ropes in the hands, and there are three of them. And ati darunan, they looked very fear, creating fear, fearful features they had. Vakratundan urdhvaromnaha. Tunda, mouth, vakra, what is that? Faces turning vakra. Here, there, teeth sticking out. Urdhvaromna, the hair were standing on their hands, hair were standing on end. They were fired up. Yeah. Not relaxed, but very intense people. Their hair were standing. And Atmanam Netum Agatam. And he was convinced, oh, there they are. They are here to take me away. Radha Madan Mohan ki neetum agatam duram kridana kasaktam putram narayana bhayam. So nearby there Narayan was playing, and as he was attached to his son, He addressed his son. How? Plaviteina. Tearful eyes. Swarena uchai. Loudly. Narayan! Narayan! Loud. Ajuhava. Address. Akulendriya, helpless as he was, he addressed his son. Ajuhava. That's another thing. When Sukhdev Goswami was leaving home, Vyasadeva was also following him. He says, Ajuhava. Putreti tanamayataya. Putra. 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 Like that he was addressing. Putreti tanamayataya. Ajuhava. He addressed his son. Srila Vyasadeva did. Says only trees responded. Sun did not respond. Only trees responded, meaning he said Narayan, or he said Putra, and the trees said Putra. Echoing was there. And then the trees also started preaching to Srila Vyasadeva, addressing to Srila Vyasadeva. Come on. You know, even we are not attached to our offsprings, our creation. People just come and take the fruits away. We don't run after them. But look, you are running after your son. This is part of the commentary. Acharya's comment. This verse is there in the beginning of the Bhagavatam. How Sukhdev Goswami, as soon as he took birth, he started running to the forest. Yam prabrajantam anupaitam apaita krityam. No purificatory process, nothing he has undergone, no samskaras. He took birth and started running to the forest. And Vyasadeva was running after. Putreti tanamayataya. Tarvo bhinedus. Only taru, the trees echoed. Tam sarva bhuta ridayam munimanatasmi. And Suta Goswami said, unto such muni, that even all the entities, they understood the feelings of Sukhdev Goswami. Even trees understood the feelings. Or in the hearts of trees he's residing, or he understands. Tam sarva bhuta radayam munimanatasmi. I offer my most humble obeisances unto such Sukhdev Goswami, says Suta Goswami. Suta Goswami is offering his pranam to his spiritual master. So there's also son and father and son, and father is running after Sukhdev Goswami and trying to call. Ajuhava, that word is here. Ajuhava. A person who performs sinful activities performs them with his body, mind and words. Therefore, three order carriers from Yamaraj came to take Ajamil to Yamaraj as a board. Why three? The three of them had come. Three Yamadutas. Because explanation is given here. Because everyone commits sinful activities. We have gone through. This morning there's a verse. Ukta pani bhihi. Ukta, words, pani, hands, and mana. Mana ukta pani bhihi. By mind you commit sin. By words you commit sin. By physical action you commit sin. Three ways you commit sin. Hence, there were three messengers. And why four? But how many messengers of Vishnu have come? Four. Because he chanted name Narayan, and Narayan has four letters. He says, Na, one messenger came. Ra, another one came. Ya, third one came. Na, Narayana. This is also from Acharyas, they say. Four. And how many will come to us when... How many will come? Huh? Two. Because we chant Hare Krishna. Only 16? 32. It took 2 minutes. You chant now. Yeah. Nishamya mriyamanasya mukhato hari kirtanam bharatur nama maharaja parshadaha sahasapatan. So nishamya means hearing. Mriyamanasya mukhataha hari kirtanam. Hari kirtan was heard coming from the mouth of Mriyamanasya, one who is about to die. Who is that? Ajamil, who is about to die, but he chanted Hari Kirtan. Bhartu Nama. Hey! The Vishnuduta said, hey, someone is chanting name of our Bharata, is Swami. Means Narayan. Our boss. Someone is chanting the name of our Lord. Hey! Don't you hear? Yeah, I hear. Bhartunam. And when they heard that someone is chanting helplessly name of their Lord, Narayan or Vishnu, Parshadaha, meaning the associates, representatives of Vishnu, sahasa apatan. Suddenly, they also appeared. So three of them were already there. Faces like that. With all kinds of faces and very scary personalities. And to that spot, the Vishnudutas arrived. While chanting the name Narayan, Ajamil was actually thinking of his son. That chanting was sufficient to cleanse him of all sinful activities. As soon as Vishnudutas heard their master's name being chanted, they immediately came. In this regard, Srila Vijayadhvaj Tirtha remarks, another Acharya's commentary, Vijayadhvaj Tirtha comment is, Ajamil chanted the name of Narayan because of his excessive attachment to his son. Nevertheless, because of his past good fortune in having rendered devotional service to Narayan, he apparently chanted the holy name in full devotional service without offenses. So, Acharyas are giving all the credit to Ajamil. Or glorifying the holy name or the potency of the holy name is upheld by their statements. Vikarashayanta Rudayat dasipati rajamilaha yama preshan vishnuduta varayama surujasa. So, vikarshayantaha. So by the time the Vishnudutas arrived on the spot, the Yamadutas had already thrown the ropes, and they started snatching, dragging, Ajamil out of his body. Vikarshayantaha. From where? antah hridayat, from the heart region, not from the feet they were dragging him, not hand, shoulder, back. They're expert, they know where the soul is sitting. So through the ropes, and they were antarhridayat. It says antarhridayat vikarshantah. They were snatching, taking, dragging him out where he was, in the heart region he was. That dasipati ajamilaha. Oh, that fool. Dasipati, the husband of prostitute. Of course. He should be snatched by the Yamadutas. Who else? Yam Praishan Vishnuduta Varayama Surujasa. But then there come Vishnudutas and they forbid. Stop, stop, stop. What's going on here? They stop this snatching thing. If they had come in another 30 seconds, they would be out of there. Soul out of the body and they're heading towards this. So they caught. Vishnudutas caught these Yamadutas in the middle of their act. While they were snatching. A Vaishnava who has surrendered to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu is always protected by Lord Vishnu's order carriers. By speaking with resounding voices, yes, that part we did not. Yeah, Ojasa. Ojasa. Means there's a powerful voice. Commanding voice. They were demanding that they stop. It says, Ojasa. So, by speaking with resounding voices, Vishnudutas threatened to punish Yamadutas if they continued trying to snatch Ajamil's soul from his heart. It's amazing. They want to punish. Will punish you. And they have, Vishnudutas have such power. Prabhupada, I think, elsewhere he says, Vishnudutas even could, or Vaishnavas could even punish the Yamadutas or even Yamaraj. They are that powerful. The materialistic scientists do not know where to find the soul within the body with their material instruments. But this verse clearly explains that the soul is within the core of heart, Hridoy. It is from the heart that the Yamadutas were extracting the soul of Ajamil. It's very clear. Prabhupada is taking advantage of this and pointing out the place where the soul is sitting. During the transmigration, another piece of information here. During transmigration from one body to next, soul is taken away by the order carriers of Yamaraj. That's one thing, okay? Then put into a particular type of hellish life, Narak, in order to become accustomed to the condition in which he will live in his next body. You get that? It's not transferred from body to another body. Tatha dehantar prapti, that statement is there. Transmigration. Going from, transferred from body to body. But in between, what happens? He's trained. He's made accustomed to live in the new body. And that is done. That training is done in a narak for a while and then put into the body. Vachu nishedhastante vaivashvata purasaraha keyuyam ప్రతిషేద్ధారో ధర్మరాజస్య శాసనం. సో ఉచు నిషేధాస్ తాన్. సో when order carriers of Yamaraj Vaivasvata Purasara, Vaivasvata, Yamaraj is described here as Vaivasvata Purasara. He's a son of sun god. Yamaraj is. And so when they forbid, Vishnu Dutas had forbidden, then the Yamaduta say, K-U-Yam, I mean, who are you? Pratishedharo dharma rajasya shashanam. Who are you to forbid us or act against the shashan, the rule of Yamaraj? We are Yamaraja's people, and we are abiding by the laws, the rules. So why are you stopping us? Why are you opposing us? When forbidden to touch Ajamil, the order carriers of Yamaraj were surprised because they had never been hindered in execution of their duty by anyone in the three worlds. This is the first kind of experience. This had never happened, that they were in the middle of getting something out, someone out of the body, and someone coming and stopping them. First time. Say, who? Anna? This never happened. I mean, why are you stopping? And they asked a few more questions. Kashyava, who do you belong to? We are Yamaraja's representatives, but are you representing someone? Kashyava, kutaha ayata, where have you come from? Kasmadasya nished, and what for are you forbidding, opposing our activity, our duty? Ki devaha upadeva va yuyam kim siddha sattamaha. Are you some demigods? Or upadeva, some sub-demigods? Yuyam kim siddha sattamaha. Or are you some kind of pure devotees? Perfect beings? I mean, who are you? You know, please identify. Show your ID, okay? Where is your ID? Otherwise, we'll not take you seriously. Show your IDs. So they have asked questions. Kasha, whose you are, where are you come from, and why are you stopping? Are you this demigod or this or that? Right, Prabhupada writes, they knew that a Siddha Sattama is above the demigods and sub-demigods, and indeed above all the living entities within this material world. The Vishnu Dutas, Yamadutas therefore inquired why the Vishnu Dutas were present where a sinful man was going to die. They were not able to understand. I mean, you look someone special, clean, maybe you are Devata, Upadevata, Siddha Sattama, but this is a husband of a prostitute, very sinful person, and why are you here? It is very obvious that we should be just bringing him to Yamalok. There's nothing else should happen to this person. So what brings you here, sir? Sirs? Ajamil was simply Prabhupada writes. Ajamil was not yet dead. Ajamil was simply in an unconscious state when argument was in progress between Yamadutas and Vishnudutas. The conclusion of the argument was to be a decision regarding who would claim soul of Ajamil. Who would make the claim? This was... So he was not still dead, soul was still there, and now we heard the brief description how the Yamadutas looked like, and here is a description of how Vishnudutas looked like. Sarve Padma Palashakshaha, all the four personalities had their eyes, big lotus-like eyes they had. Pita Kaushe Yavasasaha, and they had golden yellow garments. Kiritaha, crowns. Kundalinaha, and earrings. Lasat Pushkaramalinaha, they had garlands of fresh lotuses around their necks. Sarvecha Nutna Vayasaha, and they're all young. All of them are very young looking. Sarve Charu Chaturbhujaha, they all, four of them had four hands each, and they were Charu, Bhakti Charu. It's nice, beautiful. Beautiful hands they had, four hands each of those Vishnudutas. And they were carrying dhanur, nishanga, asi, gada, shankha, chakrambujas, sriyaha. And their hands were decorated with the bow. And then the arrows, even they had asi, the sword, gada, the club, shankha, kamsha also, chakra, disc, ambuj, lotus. These are different symbols and weapons they were holding. And disho vitimira lokaha kurvantaha svena tejasaha. And they were so effulgent, so brilliant, that on all direction, timira, the darkness, all finished, vanquished, dissipated, all the darkness. Anyway, this is also mentioned. Their beauty and personality and their clothing and ornaments and weapons. This is also described by Yamadutas are saying, oh, you have all this. Look at your eyes. Look at all this. Weapons. But then, it just doesn't make sense. You are beautiful people and powerful. Kimartham dharma palasya kinkara na nishedata. We are kinkara. We are the servants of Dharmapal, Dharmaraj, and you are opposing us. This doesn't make sense. I mean, you seem to be nice people, very polite also. But why should you be stopping us? Before even being introduced to a foreigner, one becomes acquainted with him through his dress, bodily features and behavior, and can thus understand his position. Therefore, Yamadutas saw the Vishnudutas for the first time. They were surprised. They said, your beautiful features, by your beautiful features, you appear to be very exalted gentlemen. And you have such a celestial power that you have dissipated the darkness of this material world by your effulgence, why then should you endeavor to stop us from executing our duty? This is beyond their understanding. And now Sukadeva Goswami comments, and then Vishnudutas will take over. They'll talk. Now, so far, only Yamadutas had been talking. Shuka Uvaj. Ityukte Yamadutais Vasudevokta Karinaha Tan Pratyuchuhu Prahashedam Megha Nirhardaya Gira. So, Ityukte Yamadutai. So Vishnudutas had been hearing. Yamadutas speak so far. Now, Vasudeva Ukta Karinaha. See how they are described as, Vishnudutas are described as Vasudeva Ukta Karinaha. Means, they always, Ukta means said. Whatever Vasudev says, Karinaha, they're ready to do it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They are yes men of Vasudeva or Vishnu. So they are described as Vasudeva Ukta Karinaha. In other words, Kinkaraha. Ai Nanda Tanuja Kinkaram. Kinkaram meaning, what could I do? What could I do? Kimkara. Yeah. Oh, nice servant, obedient servant. Kinkar. Kim kar? What could I do? And if it is a lady, what would the lady call? Kinkari. Kinkari. Lady is kinkari, gentleman is kinkar. Gopis are kinkaris, and gopas are kinkaras. Kinkar, kinkari. They are ever ready. Whatever Krishna says, they are, yes. And they are all, I'm finished with that. What more could I do? Do this. Done. More. Do this. Okay, finished. More. So like that. Always very eager, anxious. Kimkar, kimkar. So the Vishnudutas, Tan pratyuchuhu, prati uchuhu. Now they are addressing Yamadutas, and how are they doing? Prahasya. There's a smile on their face. With a smile on their face, and megha nirhardaya gira. And their voice is a deep, like a rumbling of a cloud. So not only they are looking, or they are dressed like the Lord, yellow garments and four hands and different symbols, but their voice is also elsewhere when Krishna speaks, megha gambhiraya vacha, says like a deep rumbling sound. That's a deep voice. Lord has different deep things. Three deep things. His navel is deep, his intelligence is deep, and his voice is deep. Three things. And there are 32 symptoms of a great personality. This is in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And three things are deep. So one of them is voice. Voice is deep. Lord's voice is very deep. And different things are short, like that, it goes on. His neck is short. His thighs are short. His genitals are short. Genital is short. Different things are broad. His chest is broad. His forehead is broad. He has a big hips like ladies. Says. But his like a lion. His waist is like a thin like a lion. Different things are fine. His hair are fine. His skin is fine. Different things are fine. Then seven parts of his body are reddish or pinkish. His eyes, palms, soles. What? Lips, navel. Nostrils? Is that list? I'm not sure. Inside is and different parts of his body are lotus like hands. This part is like a lotus. Lotus because it also color of the lotus. Also smells like a lotus. You smell Krishna's hand and it smells like a lotus petal or flower. Krishna's feet are pinkish like lotus, soft like a lotus. Eyes, like that, different parts. So when you put this list together, it's 32 different things, deep, short, fine, broad, lotus-like, pinkish. So this is 32 different symptoms. So one of them is voice. So their voice is also... One thing is... couple of things not found. They're only found in the Lord. One is Srivatsa, mark of Srivatsa. Vatsa on his chest. Which is a golden line on his chest. Lakshmi is residing there on the chest. And Kaustubha, jewel. When the churning of the ocean was done by the demigods and the demons, 14 different ratnas, jewels emerged. Different items emerged. And one of them was this Kaustubha money. And this was given to Vishnu. Up until that time, there was a great difficulty in knowing who is who. You know, they all dressed like Vishnu. Who is Vishnu? Who is Vishnu Dut? But then once Lord had his Kaustubha money, then it became very obvious. Only one person has that Kaustubha money, no one else has it. So others are holding this human chakra, gada and all that. But no one has Kaustubha, only Lord has it. Then it became easy. From that time onwards, it became easy to recognize who amongst this is the Lord. So just find out who is wearing Kaustubha jewel money. No, they don't. I mean, no, they are living entities.
But they are viceless.
with wives when there's a rasa dance in Vrindavan, the demigods. Oh, that's demigods. That's demigods. They are coming from the universe. I could imagine there's a whole society there of people and personalities and families, and but they all have a four-handed forms and opulence like Lord. So it is not only men are there. So there are both complete male, female. So-called male, female, because only male, of course, is Purusha, is the Lord in that sense. And everyone else is Prakriti. Yeah, in the paintings we see. Others also. But they are not expansions of the Lord. They are just jivas, living entities. So they are not entitled to have a Lakshmi on their side. It's not possible. They can't deal with it. They would only worship if there was a Lakshmi next to it. They are Anu Atmas. Lord is Vibhu Atma. So Lord expands, and there are different incarnations of the Lord. Krishna expands in different incarnations. And Radharani expands, and there are Lakshmis. Gopis come from Radharani, and then queens of Dwarka. There are further expansions of Alhadani, Shakti, pleasure, potency. And then the Lakshmis in different spiritual planets. There are further expansions of... So Krishna is expanding, Radha is expanding. And then there's a corresponding. But these are all supreme personality of Godhead and supreme pleasure potency. The living entities are Mamai Vamsho, Jiva Loke, Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. So there's another category altogether. So I have just one more thing here, and then we can get to stop. I need a few more minutes, okay? Yamadutas were surprised to see that Vishnudutas, although polite, were hindering the rule of Yamaraj. Simply, Vishnudutas were also surprised that Yamadutas, although claiming to be servants of Yamaraj, supreme judge of religious principles, were unaware of the principles of religious action. So both parties were. Thus the Vishnudutta smiled, thinking, what is this nonsense they are speaking? If they are actually servants of Yamaraj, they should know that Ajamil is not a suitable candidate for them to carry off. If you are actually servants. Actually, we could stop here. And, what we could do is I could sing